Crumb. The Crumbcast reacts to Comixology.
Let's talk about Comixology.
So, what I read, you were saying something about what are you paying for?
Well, let's start at the beginning. Okay. What's the situation with Comixology?
Comixology has instituted an update, a mandatory update, where everybody that had it, whether they had an Android or an iPhone, they now have to go to this new model. And on the Android devices, it's still the same, basically. It's all self-sufficient now instead of running through Google Play. But on iOS operating services, it is now kind of neutered. There is no in-store purchases for Comixology.
No, you actually have to go to the website, the Comixology website, be logged in, surf around, add stuff to your cart, and then check out, analogous to what you do in Amazon.
Right.
Because it's Amazon-owned now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So Amazon purchased Comixology. There's been some pretty major shifts in the last few days, right?
Yeah, 2 days.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen other nerds post that, well, at least they could have let us know a little bit ahead of time. And I definitely felt that because it was just sort of dropped on me. But at the same time, I did realize the whole time that I've been reading digital comics, like more lately over the past year, that I don't have that tangible property. And at any point, if this app went haywire, that shit could be gone.
Right. Well, and last year around South by Southwest time, that one big tech convention, when they let out the 700 free comics.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, and it crashed the whole app. For like 3 or 4 days, I couldn't read comics on Comixology because it was all foobarred up.
Yeah, anytime it goes wrong, anytime something goes wrong, you're not going to be able to access the content that you've purchased.
Right.
And so is it true, you guys may know this, like at this point, now can you access that content whenever? Like given that it's analogous to being like out there on the cloud with your Amazon Music, and yeah, then you download it to your device, you'll always be able to read the books that you have on your phone.
Yeah, I've been in situations where I don't have any cell phone reception at all, and whatever I've downloaded, I can still read those books. So like whatever 20 books I have on my phone.
I'm the same way. That's what I've encountered.
Yeah.
But there's something about, like Luke was saying, paying $3.99, $4.99 for a digital comic book that you do not actually tangibly own. That's a barrier to me. 99 cents, that price point is more reasonable.
Right.
$1.99, I still feel leery
at $1.99.
I'm on the fence. Yeah.
So at least what I encountered, so I received the email that said, hey, you need to change your app. So I did that yesterday because I was just sort of fiddling around on Saturday. I changed out the app, and they also said, well, you know, we're going to give you $5 credit. I thought, hey, this is awesome. I'm going to go check out a couple of the new issues of Ghost Rider that our buddy Justin told us about. And I haven't looked at any Marvel books, even though I read some Marvel stuff like in the floppy format. I had no idea what they charged digitally. And to my chagrin, they were charging $4 an issue, the same as regular cover price. And so I said, no, sorry. I'm going to go pick up my 99 center issues that I've been reading.
And I think that, I don't know who establishes these digital prices, but if Marvel... Well,
it's cover price.
Okay.
No matter what.
Yeah. If Marvel or DC or Dark Horse or whoever it is, whatever publisher it is, really wants to move their comics into the digital medium and really get people on board with it, I think they can't charge cover price. I would personally rather have something that I own that I can hold and see and let people borrow and not have to worry about an app crash.
Right.
But I used to say the same thing about books. I'm kind of a Luddite in that way. Like I have only bought maybe 2 digital books. I have not moved into the new millennium, I guess.
Well, so this brings up the point that you're mentioning, Josh, like basically what are you willing to pay for? And with me, I love reading comics in a digital format on my phone because it is quick and easy, but only insofar as it's at that 99 cent price point.
Right.
Because I am absolutely willing to pay that for the experience. And if I did not receive that content anymore, if it was lost because I don't actually have it in my possession, PDF format or whatever, I'm still cool with that 99 cent price point. And
right.
Anything else, it just seems a little bit ridiculous.
A little too much.
Especially if you're reading many books, like several comic books, right. And you're getting every issue, and then you've got this collection, but it's all on your iPhone or your iPad or whatever. But now that Amazon has purchased this, it dawns on me. Luke was saying that you have to go to the website to browse things, so they're making it a little harder for people who have...
Only Apple users, though.
Oh, so not right. Google users.
Right.
So,
which is the fishy part of the whole thing. Like, there's been a lot of people who have cried foul because Amazon and Apple are competitors in a sense, and they've just neutered like the highest grossing app that's not a game in the Apple iStore.
And well, from one perspective though, Google is a competitor. I don't know how many people buy albums from Google Play. I don't.
Right.
I'm an Amazon user, I guess, but it would seem that Amazon is in the position to sort of leverage this and say, "Oh, this app, it works great on a Kindle Fire."
Right.
You know, it works wondrously. But if you're using an iPad, there's some things.
Right.
Yeah. That
we took out.
That we took out because we updated the app and right. Apple's infrastructure won't support this anymore or something. I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of things at play in this. You have to remember that Marvel and DC, no matter what they want to do about the future and how many people they want to bring into comics, they still have to please what they see as their base, which is the brick and mortar store. And if you start selling your stuff on an Apple app or these digital apps out there, more and more people, even hardcore consumers like us that buy a lot of floppy books from the comic store, if it's 99 cents on your phone and you can buy it whenever you want, nothing's ever out of print. They don't ever run out of anything. And it's $2 cheaper. Why would you go to the comic book store? So they have to avoid like ticking off the brick and mortar stores who are already pretty mad that even something like Comixology exists in the first place. And they thought that Amazon buying the app would be the death of their stores in the last couple of weeks. But now it seems like it might be the opposite, that people will jump off Comixology because they can't get what they want on it.
But it's certainly discouraging the digital readers from picking out new content. And that's sure. Absolutely what I've been using the digital format for, is to read books from publishers like Monkey Brain. That was one right. that Jonathan turned me on to, that I, you know, I love now at this point. Like, they're putting out some really cool books at that 99 cent price point, and they're carrying the torch for a lot of like reasonably priced comics with stellar art. And so,
well, and I think that there have been some studies done, I don't remember by who, but that these digital comics are a gateway drug of sorts to get people into the brick and mortar stores. It's been demonstrated a couple times, I think, that people go for that ease at first, but then they want the community experience, which is achieved by going to a store if they can find one. So I think they can coexist, but you have to balance that price point issue, I think. And as for where the money goes, part of the reason I hear that they're angry with Apple and have done this is that they were getting like 20 to 30% of every purchase on the...
Oh, Apple was pulling right. that? Okay.
So that might have something to do with this power play. I don't really know.
And so I guess this is something that's just happened, and obviously Amazon/Comixology is going to tweak the system
right.
in the future. I am absolutely fine buying things from that website format as long as you still get the browsability. I don't know if that's a made up word. As long as the browsability is there. As long as the browsability is there, and as long as Amazon treats the format in the way that at least we've seen it be treated so far, with that 99 cent price point remaining. Because, you know, as if you've bought any digital music from Amazon in the past 2 years, you've noticed that the price point on a per song download is going up, you know, about a dime. Like, now, instead of buying a song for like 60 cents, like 59 cents a song, it's now like 89 cents a song.
Oh, it's more than that. It's, you know, $1.29.
You used to be able, like, I never bought music that way. I would buy it on the per album basis. And so you used to be able to get that slight discount and you would get an album for between $5.99 to $6.99, depending on the number of songs or tracks on the album. But now pretty much every album is at that $10 mark. So it seems to me it's approaching the same issue that we had with compact discs, like in the 90s. Right. If you were, you know, buying $18 compact discs, that's stupid.
Yeah, but the difference is with Amazon MP3s, they're DRM free. You can download those MP3s.
That is true.
I can give a copy to you, a copy to you. I can put it in my Dropbox folder and send it to whoever I want. It's mine. And with these, it's landlocked. It's on your phone, on your app.
Right.
And you can never actually do anything with the file that you've bought. It's not really yours. You've paid for access. And I've never read the fine print. And recently I've been wondering similar things about Steam, because I buy a lot of PC games on Steam. Do I own those games? Someday, and this will probably never happen, but someday if Steam goes under and I'm no longer able to access Steam, am I going to lose my, you know, 100+ bucks or whatever that I've dropped onto Steam for games over the last 5 years? I don't know.
If the apocalypse happened, would you still be able to play Civ 4 on your computer?
I want to be able to play Civ 4 no matter what. If there's zombies, if there's mutants, I don't care. I want to be able to raise a civilization.
It's a good plan. So something before I saw right before I came over here was that they have now created a second app. Comixology has, which is called like the storefront app for iOS devices, that is supposed to be like a companion.
Oh,
so you don't have to go to the website. I don't know all the details. I just saw like the headline in the first paragraph, and then I trucked myself over here. But
no,
that might be something to look into.
So that's cool. Thanks for telling me that. Like, I would not be unopposed to that either. You know, regardless, you have to be connected to the internet to buy this stuff.
Right.
Like, you have to have a connection. It's just needing to, again, for me, like, to be able to find new things. That's, if they want my money, which, granted, it's not a lot that I'm spending on these digital purchases, but if they want that, they're going to have to offer some way for me to be able to find new stuff.
Right.
So, is there anything else you guys want to add before we bring this to a close?
Negative.
Okay. You guys out there in podcast land, radio land, listening in, let us know what you think about DRM. Let us know what you think about the new Comixology move, and, you know, what you think about Steam. Do you purchase games on Steam? Do you purchase comics on Comixology?
Do you Kindle?
Let us know. 859-429-CROM. You can give us a call. You can email us, thecromcast@gmail.com, or you could send us a tweet @thecromcast. Oh, and we're on Facebook now, facebook.com/thecromcast. Become a fan, share, and like. Yours is good.
It's drooped since the last time we were here.
Droopy.
Droopy.